Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up $500,000 in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your bed.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Welcome to Wall Street Raw. This is your host, Mark Leibovit. It's Saturday, June 3rd. No other day like it. And I'm glad you had an opportunity to tune in. Obviously, you have all of the choices on a Saturday to listen to a financial program. We have a busy show for you today, as usual. We have our good friends, Don Velo, Sinclair No, Henry Weingarten, and Harry Boxer all out in the wings there waiting to present their thoughts on the market. And I'll have a few of my own, of course. If those of you are unfamiliar with me, I used to be one of the elves on the old Lewis Rukeyser TV show. And you might have seen me on Nightly Business Report for 30 years with Paul Kangas. And I do produce the VRTrader.com newsletter. Also want to thank Swiss America for sponsoring the program. And we'll be talking to Craig Smith hopefully later in the program as well. Let's jump over to Don Velo. Welcome back, my regular and very special guest, Don Velo. Don is the past president of the Canadian Technical and Analysts Society. He's a chartered market technician. He was advisor to the Horizon Seasonal Rotation ETF between 2009 and 2015, and he publishes TimingTheMarket.ca and EquityClock.com, which are two great websites if you need some information on market timing. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Well, we got two hot stories this week. Don brings us the Canadian perspective. The Canadian government is fighting back against tariffs imposed on the Canadian softwood lumber industry. Bring us up to speed here.
Yeah, it's been interesting. This is not a new battle. This is the fifth battle, would you believe, during the last 50 years, where the U.S. Has imposed tariffs against softwood lumber producers here in Canada. And you know what? On the last four or the last five issues to come to the fore, the U.S. have actually lost four of those tariff problems, and it looks like we're going to have another challenge to the fifth tariff that's come on to effect during the last little while. This is very costly to the Canadian forest product industry, estimated cost of about $1.7 billion. So what's happened is the Canadian government is fighting back. They're saying, okay, we're not going to take this for the fifth time. We're going to fight you in the courts. We're also going to help the Canadian forest product sector by giving them an aid package worth $867 million. Needless to say, the U.S. lumber lobby is not too happy about this little bit of announcement, but it's had a direct positive impact on Canadian lumber and forest product stocks here during the last few days.
To the downside or to the upside?
On the upside, very nicely so.
Oh, okay. I haven't tracked those. So the U.S. Forest product stocks, how have they reacted?
Actually, they've done okay as well, because remember, by having this tariff against Canadian softwood lumber, it means there'll be less softwood lumber going to the States, and that means there'll be less supply, and therefore prices are going to go higher for softwood lumber going forward.
There's a new issue on the Trans Mountain Oil Pipeline story. What's going on there?
Yeah, fascinating. Trans Mountain, Kinder Morgan came out with an offer of their Trans Mountain Oil Pipeline position last week. The intention was to raise some money to build the extended oil pipeline from Alberta to the BC coast. The issue came to market at $17, significantly lower than what the market had expected last week. Initial expectation was the issue would come to market at $21. Came to market at $17 and quickly went lower. So it means that there's more and more concern that the twinning of the Trans Mountain oil pipeline is not going to get done. In much more increased risk in this particular case. What actually happened last week is we finally got the final results for the BC election, and the NDP had 41 seats, the Greens had 3, and the ruling Liberals had 43. So that implies that the Greens and the NDP have formed a coalition or an arrangement to rule together, and this raises great concerns about the possibility of that pipeline being twinned. It's also had an impact on Canadian oil stocks. The oil sand stocks in particular were very weak this past week.
Don, always a pleasure having you on the show. Brief segment. We enjoy having that input from Canada. Don Violo from EquityClock.com and TimingTheMarket.ca. Look to speak to you again next week. Don, thank you again.
And now Henry.
Welcome back, my good friend and regular and special guest, Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. If you want more information from Henry, don't forget to go to afund.com. Henry, it's been a very bullish week, and you've been right on calling the market into new highs.
It's not June 14th yet. Why would anyone want to sell the market ahead of Trump's birthday? Makes no sense to me.
And you've been saying this for many months, and you've been right spot on.
Now, very interestingly, though, on Friday, for the first time, the NASDAQ hit our sell zone, which is 6250 to 6500.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's too early because really NASDAQ isn't really going down till August in any significant way, but somewhere probably around 6400 we'll probably start doing some shorts, or certainly we'll change our hedging strategy. So that's one thing to note. The second thing to note is that Bitcoin, I think, is in some zone of 2400 to 2500 and may get stuck here and then go down at 2000. We're just starting to do a little work on it because some of the trades have been so easy and everyone's getting involved in it. So it's something we're looking at. But the one we did emotionally today, which is it's a watch, is we're going to hit Tesla somewhere between 40 and 50. 340 and 350, because I think Tesla is not going to beat Trump. So I think that was a dumb move. I think one should be a loyal opposition the way they were during World War II. If you were a Republican, you basically worked with the president. You don't have to agree with him, but you worked with him. And there's a lot you can say either way, but I think that's going to be a mark within a few days of Tesla peaking. So
meaning we could get a big drop, or just what are you looking for?
I don't know, 300, whatever. I mean, you know, it depends. Not a lot, because the problem is the markets are bullish. You still have to understand the Trump fundamentals, which is lower taxation, less regulation, government spending, which is all going to come. Because remember, in our viewpoint, if you're betting against Trump, you're losing. And as we said, not only was he going to win, he'd take his flounder for about 6 months, which is the case, and then he'd start taking charge. And I think you're just seeing the beginning of the taking charge. So we got another month for that. So I think the fundamentals are better. On the other hand, markets are overvalued. There's no question about it. So there's nothing wrong with doing some hedging. We're happy to see gold moving towards 1,300. However, the 14th is a very critical day for gold, astrologically, as well as the FOMC meeting. So if there is any drop on the 14th or 15th, we'll probably do our final buys in there. Because in our viewpoint, gold is worth 1380, and we'll hopefully be above 13 or closer to that by the end of June 30th. So that's certainly possible.
Very quickly, Henry, very interestingly, in the last several weeks, the bond market has been rallying along with the stock market.
I think that's a mistake. We're just getting ready to do another short on it. It is true. Our view was there were going to be three increases, but the third one could be in 2017 or first quarter of 18. So there's a big question about September. However, the under 220, which is where we are now in the bonds, is definitely a short. We'll probably give it a day or two or three and then play it. Because, again, our targets are 275 to 3 as we go forward in the next year. So it's a good place. I think it's a little strange, but these are opportunities to play.
Henry, thank you so much for joining us. Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund, afund.com, if you want more information. And Henry, hopefully, will join us again next Saturday. Thank you, Henry.
My pleasure.
Don't touch your dial. I have Sinclair Noe in the wings here, and we're going to touch a little bit on the Eat the Bankers segment, which we do here every week on Wall Street Raw. And also we have Craig Smith joining us later in the show, along with my good friend Harry Boxer. So thanks again for tuning in to Wall Street Raw.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebiger. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
My friend, for years, Swiss America and I have been warning about the unsafe world of modern banking, in which merely holding cash might be a crime. Today, if you decide to withdraw cash, be prepared to explain why or fill out forms. So why are honest citizens suddenly being treated like criminals? That's the subject of two complimentary Swiss America special reports, The Secret War on Cash and The 10 Consequences of a Cashless World. Why don't you call Swiss America now for these free reports? 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. Does a cashless world concern you? It ought to. New government capital controls are targeting citizen savings and retirement funds. Take it from Pat Boone. These reports will explain what you can do about it. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovitz, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovitz.
Welcome back, my good friend, special and regular guest to Wall Street Raw, our good friend Sinclair Ngoh from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the blog EatTheBankers.com. Thanks for joining us again on this Saturday morning, Sinclair.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Well, we had the jobs report on Friday. Briefly, what happened there?
It was a bit disappointing. The economy added 138,000 jobs last month. And they revised March and April lower by 66,000. However, the unemployment rate went down to 4.3%. Unfortunately, it was for all the wrong reasons. People were getting out of the labor market. This just wasn't a particularly strong report. Now, at this rate, 138,000, at this point in the economic recovery, that's still more jobs than we need to just maintain. So at that rate, the unemployment rate will eventually move a little bit lower. We're starting to find, at least a lot of people are saying that they're having trouble finding qualified workers, skilled workers. The labor market is tightening up. We're just not really seeing it yet reflected in wages.
Sinclair, the big story this week, of course, was the Paris Accord. So we go off on that for hours. But Trump has alienated, supposedly, foreign governments. A lot of big corporate bigwigs have backed out of his advisory council. But a lot of the fundamentals suggest that it may not have been a bad decision. What's your reading?
Well, it's going to move forward with or without the United States, and many cities in the United States are still going to be involved in it. And, the question is whether the United States takes a leadership role in this, because it's going to happen. Part of his justification, anyway, was that it would bring back coal jobs. I strongly disagree with that. Coal jobs are basically dead. You know, whale oil went away years ago. Nobody's talking about bringing back whaling jobs.
Okay.
The same thing is happening with coal. It's just not a good source of energy, and there is no such thing as clean coal. So there's a lot that's happening right now. Business is going to take the lead, cities are going to take the lead, and I'm afraid that other countries such as China and Germany and Japan are going to take the lead as opposed to the United States. I don't see this going particularly far, and I don't think he's going to renegotiate a new deal. Nobody's willing to do that with him.
Well, meanwhile, the stock market exploded to new highs. So regardless of whether it's viewed badly or positively, the stock market seems to enjoy the rally that it's been having this past few weeks breaking out. And here we are in a time of year where you expect a bit of a pullback. Meanwhile, the Fed is still suggesting that two more rate hikes are still planned.
Yeah, the Fed is suggesting a total of three rate hikes for this year. And even this week, San Francisco Fed President John Williams hinted that if things go right, maybe even three more for a total of four this year. I doubt that. But right now, the market doesn't seem to be paying a whole lot of attention to it. Bond market, you look at the 10-year Treasury, right around 2.2%, up a little bit today, around 2.22 on Friday. I'm kind of wondering what the bond market is seeing that maybe the stock market is missing.
Right. We've had a big rally in bonds and stocks. Figure that one out. Balanced portfolios looking to balance with some bonds have been making money along with stocks market. It's crazy.
It's a crazy market right now, and I think something's going to have to give before long.
Real quickly, we have about 60 seconds, Sinclair. PayPal co-founder Max Levchin said during the week that people don't trust traditional banks, especially millennials. I don't know if you saw that story. That fits real nicely with the Eat the Bankers.
Is there any reason why they should? Why should this be a news story is my question. Haven't we learned? I mean, you can pound your head against the wall so many times before you realize it hurts. Stop doing it. Well, yeah, here's PayPal, and of course he's got reason not to particularly like the banks as well, but no, there is no particular reason to like the banks in their current iteration.
Right. He says people have been harmed by products they can't understand. Of course, we saw what Wells Fargo did this past year, too. So
it's kind of hard to understand a product when you never signed up for it.
Right. Sinclair, thank you for joining us. Sinclair Noh from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the blog EatTheBankers.com. And we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you again, Sinclair. And, you know, that Paris Accord, there's, you know, a lot of cross currents at work here. Dropping out of the agreement will let the U.S. avoid several deleterious effects of the agreement. And it's a goodbye to America last, that's for sure. The Paris Agreement was basically an attempt to halt climate change on the honor system. Its only legal requirements were for signatories to announce goals and report progress, with no international enforcement mechanism. I know that sounds incredible. As a result, it was likely that the United States and wealthy European nations would have adopted and implemented severe climate change rules, while many of the world's governments would avoid doing anything that would slow their own economies. The agreement basically made the U.S. economy and Europe's strongest economy sacrificial lambs to the cause of climate change. Industrial carnage here. The regulations necessary to implement the Paris Agreement would have cost the U.S. industrial sector, according to a study commissioned by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, 1.1 million jobs. These job losses would center in cement, iron and steel, petroleum refining. Industrial output would decline sharply because of that. Smashing small business and helping big business. Well, we heard just on Friday how Elon Musk backed out of the advisory board with Donald Trump, and Bob Iger from Disney, I was hesitating, Disney's chairman also did that as well. So big business in America strongly backed the Paris climate deal. And, you know, that makes all of us on Main Street a little nervous, I would say. In fact, the backers of a climate deal reads like a who's who of big American business. Besides Disney and Tesla, we had Apple, General Electric, Intel, Facebook, Google, yes, Microsoft, Morgan Stanley, General Mills, Walmart, DuPont. It's like a who's who for sure. Unilever and Johnson & Johnson. So these business giants can more easily cope with costly regulations than their smaller competitors, and would, in fact, find business opportunities would be more and more difficult. Stay tuned. We're going to have our good friend Craig Smith join us after the break here on Wall Street Raw.
go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. I'm your host, Mark Leibovitz, and thanks for joining us again on this Saturday, June 3rd. I did an interview last August with Craig Smith from Swiss America, and Swiss America is a new sponsor to our program, but regardless, I'm a big fan of Craig Smith's works and books, and we're going to talk about that a little bit on his interview. So let's play the interview from last August. It was before the election, but still very relevant.
Welcoming a very special guest this Saturday morning, Craig Smith, who's chairman of Swiss America Trading Corporation, an investment firm specializing in U.S. and gold and silver coins. Mr. Smith founded the company back in 1982, according to his bio, out of his bedroom in his home with $50. It has grown to one of the largest, most respected firms in the industry, known for its dedication to consumer education and safety. And I have to disclose that a couple points in my career, I was a client of Swiss America, so I have a high regard for the company and the people that work there. Craig, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that gracious introduction.
There's so much to talk about. You had a book out recently. I know you have a new book that you're working on, but the one we want to talk about is Don't Bank On It, The Unsafe World in the 21st Century. Is that the correct title, the subtitle?
Unsafe World. Yeah, that's correct. The Unsafe World of Banking in the 21st Century. Our banks have really changed, as you're well aware of, Mark, and we outline in the book that there is a secret war on cash that's currently underway, and most Americans have to be very careful how they bank nowadays, or else they could find themselves being arrested or literally having their money confiscated from them.
Yeah, let's talk more about this. This is really an interesting point. There's no coverage of this whatsoever in the financial media, particularly the liberal media that we unfortunately are subjected to day to day, and you know, the nonconformance to the Fourth Estate and trying to dig down to see what's really happening in companies and the government. So tell us a little bit about what our listeners should be concerned about.
Well, we do a chapter on this, and by the way, we have a report on this that you'd be more than happy to send out to your clients called The Secret War on Cash. And what it basically is that years ago we developed what was called the CTR 8300, the Cash Transaction Report 8300 form, which meant that if you went to a bank and took out more than $10,000 or deposited $10,000 in cash, you had to report it. But the problem was, on the back of it was what was called a suspicious transaction report form. And it was very ambiguous, Mark, on what qualified for being a suspicious transaction report. Well, long story short, all of a sudden the federal government just started deeming large amounts of cash as being illegal. A perfect example was there was a Christian rock band that was raising money for an orphanage in Uganda. They held a big concert. They had $23,000 in giving. They were headed home, were pulled over by the police for speeding. They explained it was a gift that was given to them as a charity. The money was confiscated. They said that they were probably up to no good. It took them 9 months in the courts to get their money back, and they didn't even get all $23,000 back.
And I can give you dozens of examples of that. We outline many of them in the report. And people don't realize that this is happening, Mark. And like you said, the mainstream media is just totally ignoring it. And at the end of our book, Don't Bank on It, we challenge people, go down to the bank and try and cash a check for, say, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, and watch what happens. They'll ask you why you want the money, what are you going to use it for. In a lot of cases, they'll tell you they don't have that much money on hand to give you. It's a frightening prospect, Mark, when they will take your money but put you through the third degree to give you your money back. It's really wrong.
Craig, I know you're an expert on the gold market and numismatics in particular. I was wondering if you can, of course, we've had a nice rally here in the gold market these past few months, about a 30% rally, and many are believing that this is the first leg of a new bull market. What's your feeling about what's going on in the gold market now?
Yeah, you know, for 35 years, I've never made predictions, but recently I broke that trend and said that we have entered into a 30-year secular bull market, which I think will have many ups and downs like all bull markets do, but over the long term, we're going to see gold substantially higher than where it is now. You're right, we had about a 28% rally this year so far. I suspect we'll end gold somewhere around $1,400 for the year. I think depending upon how the election shakes out, you could see very, very turbulent times for gold prices in 2017. But we have to keep in mind that as it relates to the price of gold, gold has not really gone up or down. It's all the currencies have adjusted accordingly. If you look at the British pound, for example, gold is up over 40% this year. Or if you look at some of the other currencies that have taken a hit recently. So we try and educate our clients on our prospects that are looking for information that gold really never goes up or down, Mark. It's just either the dollar gets stronger or the dollar gets weaker, or the pound gets stronger or the pound gets weaker. And that's why on our quoting services now that we get at our terminals, we get gold priced in yen now, we get gold priced in British pounds, we get gold priced in euro. And of course, with the Japanese yen trading at 100 currently, and it should probably drop below that, the currency is extremely strong. So gold's very cheap in terms of Japanese yen. Right now, our position is we're long gold and we're short euros because we think that that's the biggest play in the market right now.
So you're thinking that U.S. dollar could remain strong for a while?
Yeah, I mean, we're the cleanest shirt in the dirty closet. I hate to put it that way, but we are basically in a currency war. I mean, look, Chinese are currency manipulators. Barack Obama should have called them out over these last 8 years as that, being currency manipulators. I guarantee if Donald Trump wins, he will call them out as currency manipulators. It's the same thing as the tariff. We have a currency war that's clearly underway, and it's a race to the bottom. We've seen quantitative easing used in the United States. Now it's being used universally by central banks all over the world, and you can only get to zero, Mark, and then there's a problem.
We're minus zero now.
Well, yeah, you're actually right. With over $10 trillion worth of bonds returning negative interest rates right now, you can make the argument that many of these currencies theoretically are at zero, and people are so concerned about the return of their money that they're willing to make a deposit of $10,000 on the promise that they'll only get back $9,990.
Good place, good reason for gold, Craig. And I want to thank you again for taking a few minutes. We have a very short window, and we'd love to have you back real soon. We're talking to Craig Smith of Swiss America Trading. Craig, how do our listeners get in touch with you?
They go to SwissAmerica.com or call 800-289-2646. Mention Mark's name, and they'll either send you a copy of my book or The Secret War on Cash. That Secret War on Cash is something every American should be aware of.
Thank you, Craig, for joining us. Craig Smith from Swiss America Trading. If you want more information, call 800-289-2646 to get the War on Cash report. Thanks again, Craig. We'll have you back real soon.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Great.
Yeah, thank you again, Craig. It's really an honor having you on the show. And we're going to get an updated interview with Craig real soon. You know, a lot going on out there with the alternate currencies, the digital currency Bitcoin, for example, we've talked about on the show on and off for several months, has been rising. Gold has been rising as well. I guess it's just the fear of keeping all your money in one place. The rally in Bitcoin, as you know, took Bitcoin up to almost $2,800 a coin. It was trading like under 10 bucks in the last 5 years. I mean, incredible gains there. And, you know, Japan officially recognized Bitcoin as a method of payment. This happened in the last few weeks. We've talked about this on the show. Russia was talking about it, and they want to regulate Bitcoin, but they don't see it as a currency right now. Their central bank told CNBC this past week that they see doubts over the benefits of this cryptocurrency and even questions whether it should be considered. So Russia was thinking about it, but seemed to have backed off. But Japan's a huge market, and you know, of course, there was talk about creating an exchange-traded fund here in the U.S., but followers of my VRTrader.com know that we've been trading the Bitcoin Investment Trust, ticker symbol GBTC, George Boy Tom Charlie, and darn thing, you know, traded from $100 a share up to $500 a share, and it's trading in the 300-400s back and forth, so there are ways of playing Bitcoin without actually being in it. So, stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with our good friend, Harry Boxer.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovit. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovit. Now, here's the elf himself.
Welcome back, my good friend and regular guest, Harry Boxer. Harry Boxer is the founder of thetechtrader.com, and that's where you go for more information, thetechtrader.com, which is a live trading room. And Harry's also the author of a book entitled Profitable Day in Swing Trading, which was named by Stock Traders Almanac as a 2015 Best Investment Book of the Year. Harry, thank you again for joining us or watching the market surge to new all-time highs across the board, climbing that wall of worry despite the Paris Accord and any other stories they want to hit the market with.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, this morning the technicals didn't look great. They are widening, expanding a little bit. Believe it or not, there's still more down volume than up volume on the New York right today, even though the advanced declines are 2-1. So I'm skeptical. The market's extended. Is it overbought? Not really. I mean, the oscillators are getting there, but they're not extremely overbought. That's because the oscillators are made up of advanced declines and up down volume. So it's telling me that it's maybe a little bit of distribution going on. I keep hearing from my institutional guys that they think this is the last hurrah of this rally. That's what I'm hearing. But we'll squeeze them until they scream bloody murder.
I guess. Meanwhile, we've seen gold uptick as well, doing well approaching that 1300 level.
Yeah, and I traded the green nug this morning on the first pullback from 1660 up to 1735. It's currently still in an uptrend. I like the look of that one. That's a triple bull for junior gold miners. It looks like it could be 18 even today if gold takes off. But what's really impressing me is the biotech. The LABU is up 5.2%. That's $2.42 at $49.35. We bought it this morning at 2 points lower. It looks like a great day trade in the making for us.
Yeah, just to remind our listeners, we're taping this interview on Friday, so even though you're hearing the Saturday broadcast, we're talking about trading on Friday. Harry, let's talk about some of your other issues this week. You had a couple hot stocks, SGYP, First Solar, a few names out there. Let's go over the ones you want to talk about.
Well, starting with SGYP, this is a stock that was in a bearish trend. It just exploded, and particularly today with a gap up and a run. Now, it's only up 17%, but on 13 million shares, that's the biggest volume on an up day since February. And although there's resistance at 4, 40. If it gets to that level, we're looking at a stock that could explode. I just really feel like with biotech turning around, certain ones like this one could be really interesting plays. There's so many I can't even mention that look good in that group. I'm very intrigued by BlackBerry. I keep hearing from a lot of my institutional clients that are accumulating positions, they think it's an $18 stock for the next few weeks. That $2 billion in cash, that their software is the hottest thing going in the automotive sector, and although they lost a potential deal today with Toyota, which is a big deal for them, that's why the stock's down 40 cents, and then we could buy on this pullback.
And the Solars, we saw a little bit of a run, and then they stalled, but they still look good, right?
Yeah, I still would stick with First Solar. I mean, I put a swing at it in the low 30s, and it ran up to 39.92. That was my target zone anyway. And now it's stalled here for 3 days on low volume. So the setup is still there for more upside, but there's a lot of overhead resistance on all of them. I like SPWR, I like JKS, but I don't know if they're ready yet. I think they're in the process of a major base pattern that could be big for later in the year. I'm not sure that the Paris Accord did Solar's any good, though, or the, you know, or dropping out of it, because that encourages the fossil fuels and not, you know, the green energy. So we'll see if that means anything more than a day or so.
And finally,
other than that, but, you know, there's, like, very, very many to mention. You had a question?
No, The cannabis stocks, in particular, that Therapix started to move this week, too. Just want to bring that up.
Therapix jumped a dollar yesterday from low to high. Ryan picked up, and it's backed off today. Personally, I'm a key letting stock. I think the stock is a $10, $12 stock in the next few weeks, maybe days, the way this stock trades. It's very thin. If it goes, it could fly. Great Israeli cannabis stock.
Harry? Thank you for joining us. Harry Boxer from thetechtrader.com. Again, that's where you go for more information, thetechtrader.com. And we'll have Harry back again next week. Thanks for squeezing in a few minutes with us on the Saturday morning, Harry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you again, Harry. And a lot going on this past week. We only have a couple minutes here left. A market that's not talked much about is the palladium market, which has been surging here as of late. So in our VR Trader newsletter, we've been recommending, in our gold letter too, palladium, which looks like it's going to go up maybe another $100 an ounce. So palladium is already into new near-term bull market highs, not all-time highs, which would be over $1,000 an ounce. It's trading about $830, but something you got to keep an eye on there. Meanwhile, speaking of overall market, NASDAQ Composite into new all-time highs Friday, 6308.76. Dow Jones Industrials into new all-time highs, 21,225 intraday. The S&P 500 up to 2440.23 intraday into new highs. So, you know, the sell may go away. Only worked a little bit there from March for about 6 weeks, and then the market just turned right around here. But traditionally, those who follow me know at some point here, maybe August, September, into October, there's going to be some shakeout, but, you know, the bull is, has been in charge, and the trend is your friend here. We've definitely been climbing a wall of worry, and all the negative comments regarding what Trump is doing or not doing, it's all, as we talk about often, fake news here, because the market's telling you what it really wants to do, and that is, at least for the short term, go higher. So, you know, I've always said, you know, the stock market's the closest thing we have in life to a crystal ball, and you can see where money flows are and where the action is, whether it's a Bitcoin or palladium or gold, or even, as Harry just mentioned, those cannabis stocks. We do publish the Cannabis Vice newsletter. And this has been a hot group, very volatile, but a growing group, particularly with regard to the growing medical marijuana segment. So, you know, there's a lot of areas that, you know, we have to focus in on, and we do at our services at VRTrader.com. And I encourage you to, of course, sign up for those and follow those accordingly. But here again, you know, we're probably due for some shake later in the year. And until we get a clear signal, you have to assume that the trend's higher, and it could be higher here during the summer. And as we always do each week, we close our show with a comment that our good friend Ed Hart used to say way back in the 1980s when he closed the old Financial News Network program, when he said, "We will know in the fullness of time." Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week ALF, Mark Leibovit. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,